Grib came to the very edge of the rim, noting that the head moved to mark her progress.
Our chieftain would speak with ye. If ye follow us and the grass snakes, we'll take you to him.
Ballas nodded, dropping his bulky coils to the ground.
I know where your master lives. Go now, tell him Ballas will meet with him tomorrow noon at the stream where his guards wait in the birch tree. I will speak to Corvus. Go.
Grib glared at the mate as Inchig babbled.
So, we can go now. Good. But what about those grass stakes?
The giant adder began returning across the quarry floor. Both magpies heard his departing remark.
Go. Ballas will take care of your grass snakes.
Inchig watched with bated breath as the huge serpent slithered toward the death-feigning snakes. Grib dealt him a smack with her open wing. He scowled.
Hey, Jack, what was that for?
She readied her wing for a second blow.
Our work is done here. Ye heard, Ballas. Go.
As they winged their way back, Inchig was still curious.
Do you think those snakes will get away with playing dead?
Grib cackled.
Yuck, yuck, yuck. They will until Ballas shows them real death.
Inchig gasped in disbelief.
A snake eating snakes?
Grib set her gaze on the Duke-hissed distance.
That evil beast would eat anything.